The Dragoons were fairly effective at keeping alcohol off the reservations, but Indians would travel to trading posts and trade in whatever, you know, supplies they had for booze. Mm-hmm. And there was an addiction there, and that was where the problems would occur. Kearney, when he went out west in 1845, west of the Rocky Mountains. They were manufacturing whiskey in Taos, New Mexico, which was then part of Mexico,
mm-hmm.
and they were shipping it to areas where there were Indians. And Kearney intercepted a wagon train of that stuff and smashed it up. What I found interesting about him, Kearney later on at the Battle of San Pascual in California in 1846, there's a very strong suspicion in my mind that a lot of the troops were drunk. And Kearney was the commander of these troops and was aware of them. And they were slaughtered by the vaqueros near San Diego, probably partly because they were a little tipsy.
Hmm. And where did they get their fire water?
Well, the ranches and haciendas in California grew wine grapes.
Yeah, you mentioned wine and, that was readily available in Southern California at the time.
Oh, very much so. So they looted.
I thought it started after Prohibition.
No. No, the Mexicans had a lot of wineries.
It would have started with the Franciscans who grew grapes for Sacramento wine,
that's
right?
That's true.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and then with then you had the Germans and French come in with the gold rush, and they built all the wineries in Northern California
mm-hmm.
that flourish today.